Recorded Books presents The Last Horizon, The Earthburst Saga, Book 6, by Craig A. Falconer, narrated by Scott Aiello. Chapter 1. We all know what they say about the frying pan and the fire, but this, well, this is something else. Even after all the remarkable discoveries we've made and all the painful risks we've had to take, this is on a whole new level. Driver and I went through hell to activate the alien gateway. We did it out of desperation, in the hope of finding help to stop the radiation-based anomaly that's relentlessly choking Earth. We followed alien instructions, sent in a complex radio signal from 4 light-years away, with the idea that the gateway would enable instant communication with whoever lies on the other side. To that degree, we got what we wanted. I guess this is a be-careful-what-you-wish-for kind of deal. Because, yeah, the aliens have told us what we need to do next. The trouble is, it's not something I would wish on anyone. It's not something we can do from the safety of the Balena, and it's not something anyone saw coming. No. What Driver and I need to do next, to give Earth any chance of surviving the next few days, is travel through the mysterious gateway to a destination we know nothing about. We don't know where the gate will take us if we survive the journey. And just as unsettlingly, we have no idea what the actual journey will entail. Hell, we don't even know what the gate is. I'm thinking of it as a portal, but that could be miles off base. And even if it's right, we don't have any idea what the thing is composed of, let alone how it actually works. All of that leads back to the one big question. Is there any reason to think it's safe? Part of me thinks the aliens wouldn't be inviting us if they weren't sure we would make it. But the other part thinks they might be massively overestimating the hardiness of both our spacecraft and our bodies. Eva, my long-suffering wife, who has already had to say more uncertain goodbyes than anyone should ever have to, is on the phone as this news sinks in. She's at home with Laika and the kids, the only place I want to be. She doesn't say anything through my still-connected phone, and neither do I. I mean, really, what is there to say? Sasha, Chester, Santino, President Williams, and Harriet are all in the office, too. They all helped me survive the recent mission I undertook with Driver, who was standing by my side with an uncharacteristic stiffness in her spine. All any of us can do is stare silently at the screen, taking in the 4-panel image. This is the established visual communication method between our group and the aliens, whose initial messages revealed that they've been monitoring broadcasts from Earth for a long time. These distant beings have a degree of understanding about our world and our species, and they've skillfully bypassed the potential language barrier by sending back visual images, sometimes annotated with human symbols, that we've unwittingly sent into space. They've learned the meaning of some basic human symbols like arrows, which they have put to good use. And now that the gateway is open, they can communicate with us instantly. That means this message isn't at least 4 years old, like the others were. In fact, there's explicit proof that it's brand new. I don't know how long it's been since I saw the images. A minute? 10 seconds? It's as if time has stood still, with a silence so total that it's genuinely disorienting. Each time my eyes dart back to the first image, it's as though it's all new. It's as though my brain rejects that this can be real, and is surprised to see the same thing again. The first image uses solar and lunar images to establish a time scale of a few days. The second, connected to the first by 2-way arrows, shows a pile of human corpses. In the context of the ever-accelerating anomaly in the previous messages, it doesn't take a genius to know what these images mean. Painfully, it's only too clear. We're only a few days away from the tipping point, when the radiation leaking towards our world from a bizarre source, which the aliens' earlier messages pointed us towards, will destroy our world and everyone on it. The third image is the one that really makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It's a recent photo of our group from a TV news broadcast, and every person has their face scored out, except for me and Driver. Combined with the fourth image of a Hollywood movie shot showing a spacecraft flying towards a wormhole, we all understand the instruction. Young Santino is the first to speak, and his words finally snap me out of my trance-like disbelief.
"They want you two, and you two only, to cross the gateway," he says. "For some reason, they're saying it's the only way."
I gulp and exhale deeply.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?